across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Susie Thorpe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I don't know where the morning's gone, actually, and I've got my second guest, which I'm really, really happy about. I've got Nigel Richardson from The Secret Hamper. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, Susie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you, actually. This is a really, really interesting campaign that we're going to talk about. But first of all, Nigel, I'd like to talk about Secret Hamper. What is it? Why is it called Secret Hamper?
Well, long and short is, I worked in a city for a long time. An opportunity for redundancy came along and I took it with both hands. I'd always had this entrepreneurial streak but never really explored it. And when I did it, I was, you know, full of excitement and then reality set in, and it was like, oh wow, what do I do now? But my wife was very supportive and she had allowed me to have 6 weeks holiday off with her and the children. So I'd never done that before. And that was really nice just to, you know, re-engage with them and spend some quality time with them. And then before we knew it, we was back into September and I was sending out my CV and nothing really, you know, hit home and it wasn't really sort of drawing me in. So I was feeling a little bit, you know, disillusioned with everything and thinking, you know, what have I done? And then we found ourselves all of a sudden in December, you know, time just flies by, and an advert for the co-op came on the TV. And I don't know if you remember it, it was about 4 years ago now, where a youngster left a bag of groceries on his elderly neighbour's doorstep.
Yes, I do remember that.
And they played the bolero music and the pavement was all iced over, and the old guy just went back in his house, and then the youngster was in the co-op, remembered this guy, filled up a bag of groceries, left it on his doorstep.
Oh gosh, you're making me feel emotional about that now.
Well, you know what happens? So earlier that summer, whilst I was having that sort of sabbatical, if you like, I did a bit of work for our parish council, and we were trying to get some lottery funding for our church rooms, and to satisfy the lottery, we had to, you know, tick all the right boxes. So we went around all the neighbourhood and just, you know, saw who would use it and why would they use it and so forth. And because I'm in a little village, quite a lot of the residents are elderly. And I come across this one guy and he was really lonely. So instead of getting 30 or 40 signatures, I got one that day and just spent my entire afternoon around his house, you know, having rich tea biscuits and drinking tea and, you know, reminiscing about the old days. That advert really resonated with me and it made me remember that guy. And I just jumped in the car, went up to my local supermarket, filled a bag full of groceries, and at 12 minutes past 10 at night on the 23rd of December, my life changed and the idea for Secret Hamper was born. And, you know, the name, in a way, was because, you know, if you wanted to, back then the idea was that you could leave, you know, like a hamper or a gift anonymously, so there wasn't any stigma attached to it. But it's evolved from there. You know, we still have our helping range today, from anything from new parents to students to elderly neighbours, which obviously resonates really well with me, through to our care home hamper, which is just full of cake and biscuits. But we can add a nostalgic CD to that, which allows people to, you know, send in if they've put a relative in the care home. You know, they might want to, you know, send a gift in to sort of break the ice and, you know, create an event in the care home. Yeah. With the nostalgic CD as well, we've had literally hundreds of people throughout the UK over the last few years that we've sent these to, that have had people with dementia up singing and dancing. And, you know, that's just incredible.
And, of course, we are talking about dementia and music because it's a very important part of...
Absolutely, yeah.
Not even recovery, but just getting through it, isn't it?
Yes.
And having quality of life.
Yeah.
But the thing that really gets me is actually gifting. Instead of actually giving money, it's about gifting and giving people something that hopefully that will be very useful, pleasurable, and give them... Now, so on that note, we want to talk about this campaign.
Yeah.
This is a very, very interesting campaign. You just mentioned before coming on air that it's the 70th anniversary of the NHS.
Yes. Well, it's actually July 2018 was the 70th anniversary.
Yeah, sorry.
So we'll be there.
72.
Yes.
2020.
So NHS 70 plus 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was at home again. There's a program on the TV and it was all about the NHS's 70th anniversary. And I was just in awe of what these guys do. And for me personally, we've had a couple of incidents, you know, where one sadly, you know, we you know, lost my dad, and unfortunately we didn't get there in time to say our goodbyes, but there was a nurse there that sat and held his hand, you know, and you know, that takes a special kind of person to do that. and be forever thankful that he wasn't alone when he sort of passed. And then when my, a bit further down the line, when my third child was born, we had a few difficulties with the procedure, and because both of our two, sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional.
That's all right.
But both of our children, like both of the girls, were both breech, so they had to be born by C-section. And then with Harry, we had no choice, so he had to come out the same way. But there was complications with that, and my wife hemorrhaged, and it could have quite easily gone the other way. But thankfully, due to the care that they got, they're both here and they're fighting fit. So I'm forever in their debt, because without that expertise and the care that I received, it could have quite easily gone the other way.
Yeah.
So.
And that's, thank you for talking about Nigel. I know how sometimes everybody feels about that, but it's good to talk about
if
you can. And what you're highlighting is, which you've just quite rightly eloquently said, it's good to give back, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Give back to the NHS.
Yeah.
And this is part of your campaign, isn't it? And just tell us about them, because of this 70 digit that we're talking about, which was 2008. 18, thanks for correcting me.
That's
19,
right.
It was 1938, wasn't it? Or 1940? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh,
don't start maths with me.
I think it's 1938. But you, no, 1948, actually. Yeah. So you were talking about the idea of giving hampers, 70 hampers per hospital.
Yeah.
Now, you've achieved something so far, which is amazing. How many hospitals have you given 70 hospitals each to?
We've been to six so far. So we've done two in Essex. So we started with Brimfield, where Harry was born. And then from there, we went up to Newcastle. And the reason behind that was I was contacted by a lady that's seen it on our social media, and she was going for her son, a little lad called Noah Wall, who was born with just 2% brain mass and spina bifida. And he defied the odds. He's been known as the miracle child. And, his brain has now grown to 80%. He's 7 years old. He's full of love and wonder for the world. And he was given some gifts that he'd made himself at home back to the ward that he was on for Christmas. And his mum said, look, why don't you come with us and let's see if we can make it a bigger event. So that was it. I got my teeth stuck into, trying to find businesses up in the northeast. I travelled up there, 2 weeks on the trot to network with people, leaving my house at, 2 a.m. and getting home at sort of midnight. But it worked, and we even had some people from Newcastle United, players past and present, that also sponsored hampers. Jason Val, who's known as a Juice Master, sponsored as well, as did Vicky Patterson, who's a sort of reality TV star.
I mean, this is interesting, Nigel, because we were talking about, the negativity that you get from the NHS.
Yes.
Is one part, but the majority of people, in fact, most people, as you just said, it sounds like it's not been an easy task and you've worked very, very hard, but people want to give back. And if they find an avenue to give back, which is secret hampers.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Yeah, and that's what we like to provide, especially for smaller businesses where you're up against some of the big conglomerates. You can't really compete, but hopefully with this platform that we've provided, we can bring together, hundreds and hundreds of businesses to make a big difference, and it really does. I mean, I'm part of a Small Business Sunday campaign that's run by Theo Papitis, and he supported the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital for the last 10 years. And as a thank you to him, it was his 60th birthday back in September. So I contacted, this one was a little bit special. So I contacted, set up a secret group. So Theo's run Small Business Sunday for the last 7 or 8 years now. And each week he chooses six people that tweet him on a Sunday night about their businesses. And he retweets them to his 500,000 followers. And, it gives your business a boost. You get some local media in the papers. It just, helps raise your brand awareness. And you get, like a closed Facebook group, some networking and an annual event that you can go to all for free. So I just thought, how can we give back to a guy that's been on Dragon's Den? He's, he's the king of the high street, that can buy anything that he likes, is worth hundreds of millions. What could we give him back to say thank you for SBS? So we all came together, and 160 businesses contributed towards those 70 hampers, and we gave them to the staff back in October at the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital. And Theo was totally blown away. He sent me a video on Twitter, and he was.
This is the little boy, isn't it?
No, sorry.
This is the
Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den.
So Theo Papaitis, yeah. So, but the little lad Noah,
yeah,
and Ella Chadwick, who was treated at the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, she was last year's 2018's Child of Courage winner for Pride of Britain. She came along to the hospital as well, and since then, both those little children have come along to Great Ormond Street back in December, where we delivered another 70 hampers there. So,
wow.
And then the following morning was all on Good Morning Britain. Talking about it there. So it's quite phenomenal, really.
Well, I want to continue this, actually, Nigel, because there's a lot more I want to ask you about and talk about the actual hampers, how you get them together, the sponsor that you need to continue this actual campaign, and how many more hospitals you want to, including, of course, Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge.
Absolutely.
But bear with me. I think it's time for the travel, and then we're going to come back in about 3 minutes, if that's all right.
Fantastic.
Okay, let's have some travel news now.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Business life never stands still, but wouldn't it be nice to have expert support for all your employment law needs? From helping to ensure you stay on top of compliance to managing issues or disputes, Woodfine Solicitors' employment law team will act as trusted advisors to your business. We can provide help with documentation when an employee starts work and support you to the end of their working journey with your business, however the relationship ends. We're also specialists in business protection and can provide urgent assistance in the event of employee data theft, breach of restrictive covenants, or infringement of intellectual property rights. Whatever issues you face or stage of the business life cycle you find yourself at, you'll be able to count on the dedicated support of experienced employment lawyers who have your business's commercial interests in mind at all times. To find out more, get in touch on Cambridge 411 421. You can also listen again to our Cambridge 105 radio interviews or read our monthly Cambridge Independent column on our website at woodfines.co.uk. UK.
Happy weekend. I've waited all the week for you.
Saturday afternoons are different on Cambridge 105 Radio. At 1, cinema discussion in Bums on Seats. Then at 2, Lee Chambers' guest and bookmark is David Reynolds talking about his book, Island Stories, which investigates how Britain's sense of national identity has been shaped. At 3, Neil Whiteside brings you news and interviews from charities and community groups in Community Focus. From 4, the best from Cambridge 105 Radio in the last 7 days with Flo Sharp in What You Might Have Missed. And at 5, catch up with your local team in the Cambridgeshire Football Results Show. And that's Saturday afternoon on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, rejoining me in the studio today is Nigel Richardson. We were talking just before the travel news about this amazing campaign. Nigel has the Secret Hampers website and company. And his aim, its campaign, is it not, to deliver 70 hampers per hospital to 70 hospitals, literally designed to reunite the UK with a simple act of kindness aimed at the unsung heroes of the NHS. So, Nigel, the unsung heroes of the NHS.
Yes.
You've seen probably quite a few because you've delivered so far to how many hospitals?
6 hospitals.
Mm.
So that was 2 in Essex, Newcastle, Birmingham, Manchester, and more recently, Great Ormond Street.
And we were talking also about getting celebrities on board and saying how you think it's quite, you know, sometimes you feel a little bit uncomfortable about asking money, but actually it's a really good cause, isn't it? And so many people have surprised you in many
Absolutely,
ways.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we've had people, we've actually set up some GoFundMe pages because individuals have come forward and said, look, I'd love to contribute, because initially we said, you know, it's £70 a hamper because it ties in with the 70th anniversary and the 70 hampers we want to send in. But you know, sometimes that might be average for an individual, whereas a company, you know, £70 in marketing is nothing. They won't get anything for that. So this is amazing. So not only are we providing a platform for companies to be able to tell their own story and write blogs and newsletters and so forth and show, you know, their customers and clients and actually future employees that they're a caring company, it's allowing individuals to, you know, make a difference too. So what we do with any company that might sponsor a hamper or multiples of hampers, I think the biggest sponsor we've had so far is a spice manufacturer up in the north of England that's sponsored 20 hampers. Oh, so if anyone out there wants to beat that, feel free.
Well, actually, let's talk about the sponsors, because the one sponsor you've got so far in Cambridge is the Cambridge Juice Company.
Absolutely,
your
yes.
Your first sponsor.
They are indeed.
And hopefully more will follow on so that
Please
you can
do.
Give some hampers to the Addenbrooke Hospital.
Absolutely. That's definitely on our goal for the first quarter of this year, is to come up to Addenbrooke and, champion the staff there and show them, that we care. And that's what it's all about, essentially. I've seen people that have been in the profession for, a number of years that have literally broken down into tears just because, realising that there are people out there that do appreciate what they do. And, it's quite something. You come away from doing one of those hospital visits and you feel quite drained. You're very humbled by it, to think, wow, you put all that together and the sleepless nights and how the hospital will receive it. Sometimes it can be quite embarrassing. We went to Royal Manchester Children's Hospital and it was almost like they rolled out the red carpet and Aww. It was phenomenal. And ITV turned up and filmed it and it was just incredible. And it was just a joyous occasion, and it just gave those, the staff from all levels, from the porting staff up to the surgeons, everyone that makes that hospital work, 5 minutes respite. And, we keep getting emails for even sometimes months down the line. We had one over Christmas from Great Ormond Street, and they're just saying, look, sorry, we've been so super busy, but, we just want to take, 2 minutes out just to thank you, because it meant so much to us, the generosity of the people out there.
It's interesting because you talked about the start of it, and now you really are in the thick of it, and and everything is rolling in the right direction, which is fantastic. What's been your sort of reaction to the whole thing? Has it overwhelmed you? Not in the sense that you've stopped doing it, obviously, because I think that's what spurs you on.
Yes.
But did you realise from the start to where you are now that this would be the place?
Well, not really, no, because when I first started, we did the first one for Brimfield, it was only a one-off. And then because I'm in a few different sort of Facebook groups, like the lady in Newcastle, Shelley, she called me, and then a guy that I know over in Birmingham phoned me up and said, oh, it'd be great if you could do it for Birmingham. But for me, I don't really know anyone out there apart from those guys. So I have to say to them, look, I'm more than happy to come along and give it a go, but I'm going to need some help. So it's a lot of travelling involved and, meeting people and networking and so forth. But
let's just talk about the hampers.
Yes.
How you say you have a sponsor, had a spice company up north were sponsored. How do you actually put all the hampers together? How does that all work?
Well, it's quite basic for the NHS ones, to be perfectly honest with you, because there's so many different faiths and religions and so forth that work within a hospital. So you've got to keep it quite, generic, really. Mm-hmm. So we just put high-end snacks in there. And coming back to the ethos, we are an Essex-based company, so thanks for having me across the border today.
You're
but,
welcome.
But we are spreading some good deeds. So so at the moment, we use some Essex producers from our Essex hampers. So we use Fairfield Farm Crisps, Retro Corn Popcorn, Shaken Udder Milkshakes, and Tiptree Yours to Enjoy bars. And in those hampers, we get 50 items per hamper. So there's, 3,500 products across those 70 hampers, plus Jason Val. So just quickly about Jason Val, we used his juices when my dad had terminal cancer, just to try and, because it's the only thing he could keep down.
This is the Cambridge Juice Company, is this?
No, this is Jason,
somebody in Essex.
Yeah, somebody. Yes. Well, he's not in Essex, he's known as the Juice Master.
Okay,
so he's been juicing for the last 20 odd years. He started that for his own health benefits. And, like anyone would do, when a relative falls ill, you do anything you can in your power to try and make them well, to complement, obviously, what they're getting from the NHS. So we put my dad on this juice diet that Jason done, and initially it was unbelievable. He perked up and, it was fantastic. Unfortunately, the disease was ingrained, but it did, certainly did help. So I've always had a soft spot for Jason, really, because it felt like it helped my dad. And last September, two Septembers ago, Jason was on Twitter saying, please follow this new link. I'm writing a new book called Create Magic. It's not all about CNN, constant negative news. It's about people that are doing good stuff in the world. So I retweeted that and said, love what you're doing, long been a fan of yours, we're trying to do this for the staff in NHS. And he came back and retweeted and said, this is exactly the sort of thing I'm talking about. And then we truck up a conversation, and long story short, I've ended up in the Create Magic book, and he's put a chapter in there about Secret Hamper.
Oh, that's great.
So,
and it's lovely to hear all these fantastic journeys that you're taking.
Yes.
Nigel, one of the things I want to ask you is the reaction when you present these hampers to the staff at an NHS hospital. Obviously, 70 is quite a few to distribute.
Yes.
And it must take you, I don't know, a few hours just to get through all the departments. But when you do, what are the reactions? Are they surprised? Do they know it's happening? Do you warn them? Or do you surprise them?
Well, we have to obviously speak to the comms department at the hospital and make sure we, you know, tick all the right boxes and don't tread on any toes.
Yeah, or into an operation.
Yeah. But then they're so accommodating. It's unbelievable. We had the CEO of Royal Manchester Children's Hospital come down to greet us when we was there in October, and she just said, look, these guys don't do this profession for any recognition. They don't expect it when they come into work, but to do something like that, it's amazing. And we've got little video clips and photographs of the staff lining up and applauding us delivering the hampers into the hospital. And I've seen people have been in the career for many years that have delivered many babies into, like midwives, for example, that brought so much life into the world, just to be recognised. And, they break down in tears, and it's just, so heartwarming to be able to do that. And I want to make 2020 the year of kindness, or the decade of kindness, in fact. Let's just go all out. We've had so much uncertainty for the last couple of years. Why not reunite with one common goal? And let's just say to these guys,
that's great.
And I appreciate that there'll be businesses out there that have designated charities and causes, but this is like, just £70. And I defy any business that does any kind of advertising to find anything that can do so much better and give back for that kind of money.
Oh, it's great, Nigel. So, we just want to make sure how do they access anybody wishing to donate? What do they need to do?
Well, you can go onto our website at secrethamper.com. We've got a special tab on there for NHS, or secrethamper.com, NHS-70. We're on Twitter at secrethamper, as on Instagram and Facebook. And, call us on our telephone number that's on the website, or the email address info@secrethamper.com.
I just might say that you've also won awards, Small Business 100 Winner Awards, for your work so far, and so impressed to have you here, Nigel. Thank you so much. Can't believe we've run out of time here, but it's been a pleasure talking to you. As you say, it's so nice to give something back, especially the NHS. They are the largest employer. They need some thanks.
They certainly do. And we never know when our lives might be in their hands.
Exactly. So, absolutely. And let's say 2020 has got to be the year of thanking people and kindness. I couldn't express it better myself. So thank you so much indeed.
No, thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay, that was Nigel Richardson there from The Secret Hamper, and it's now time for the news just after this song.
Cambridge 105 Radio.